I would say it's a little bit easier to get a victory because you're feeling good after the game. You know, when you take an L, it's kind of harder to get that taste out of your mouth. But, you know, we're going to take this week just like any other and make sure we prepare and do what we have to do because, you know, after a big week, big win a couple weeks ago, we had a letdown. So we can't let that happen again.
You got Detroit. Is it, when a team's lost six in a row like this, is it important to start off fast? It always is, but to break a team's will like that early?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, it's not something that we don't already want to do every week, but, I mean, more so this week, if we can get them under, behind the eight ball and under our thumb early, I think the ball will be in our court.
There are still weapons out there, man. I mean, we got Stafford and Johnson. Are you nervous they haven't really shown what they've been capable of doing this year?
I mean, Johnson, he's about to break a record, and, you know, Stafford has over 4,000 passing yards, so I wouldn't say they haven't done anything to date, but, you know, they just haven't won very many games, you know. So, but they're like you said, they're a very talented group. He has a lot of guys he can get the ball to. Granted, they have a lot of injuries, but, you know, 81 is one of the best in the business.
What have you seen from how people are attacking them? Are they saying, all right, let Calvin get his yards and we'll lock down everybody else? Not one person's going to beat us?
I mean, kind of. I mean, he's going to get his. You always have to be aware of where he's at, and that's no different for us. But we can't let if we can limit him, we can't let other guys beat us. Like you said, we have to make sure that if we can limit him and keep him, you know, out of the end zone or limit his catches, we have to make sure that other guys don't end up beating us.
This year, you've seen Breeze, you've seen Newton, you've seen the Mannings. Where does Stafford rank among the elite in the NFL?
He's right up there. He's still developing and getting better in terms of, you know, learning defenses and being able to read coverages, but he can throw the ball as good as any other quarterback in this league, and we're ready for that challenge.
You talk about preparing. Is it hard to prepare throughout the season when you have a Saturday game, a Sunday game, a Sunday night game, Monday? There's no really consistency because you're basically playing every available slot on the NFL schedule.
I mean, yeah, it's nothing that we've really paid too much attention to. You know, we take every game as they come and make sure that we prepare no matter if it's 3 days, 4 days, or if we got 10 days to get ready for it.
Do you focus on this game? Do you focus on if you win this game, you get home field, or is it just one step at a time?
One step at a time. Now, Coach Smith, he always preaches that just one play, one series, one game at a time, and always just looking to what's right in front of you and not what's past the door. So, you know, we're just going to take this as it comes and make sure that we do what we got to do to win this game.
I don't know if we're going to talk to you before Christmas. You done any shopping? Anything off the Christmas list yet?
Mostly online. I've got everything taken care of early and online, so it's already in the mail, getting ready to. So you ready to have all your stuff on your front door is ready.
What'd you ask Santa for this year?
You need to watch? Okay, I got you. Yeah.
What'd you hook up and ask Santa for this year?
I mean, that's kind of hard. I asked for some shoes. You know, I mean, it's not a big secret that I like shoes, so I asked him for a pair of Yeezy 2s.